So, I have been wondering what someone will want to know about this piece and which questions might arise. What is that sound? What or who made it? Which creature or thing is that? These seem to be the most often asked questions. As briefly mentioned earlier, the original environmental recordings were created over several weeks at different locations in Amanhã and Mamirauá, two territories in the central Brazilian Amazonia. For this piece, I work with recordings made in small river tributaries, canals, lakes and riverbanks. They are part of a much larger body of recordings produced on that trip. I will do a walkthrough of the composition, its different parts, materials and the strategies involved. The opening section highlights the unique vocalizations of a member of an aquatic avian species. We found them gathering in flocks on the branches of flooded vegetation along the riverbanks, every day, at specific times. The recordings were made using a parabolic microphone, which allows listening at a distance, focusing and amplifying the sound. This is similar to what a telephoto lens does, but in the acoustic domain. The following section combines two perspectives, above and underwater. The sounds were recorded on a morning session in a small tributary, not far from the floating base where we were living for roughly 10 days in an area called Jarawá, within the Mamirauá Reserve. I was recording from the canoe simultaneously with a parabolic microphone and with hydrophones. Above, we can listen to the energetic, vigorous sounds made by the river dolphins breathing on the surface. Underneath, bubbling sounds created by their movement, plus a variety of vocalizations by unidentified species of fishes and other creatures. From here onwards, the piece flows slowly throughout different sound spaces. Most of what we will listen to originates from underwater recordings. There is a sequence where the sounds come from a multi-hour overnight recording inside the Mamirauá Institute's Rehabilitation Center for Amazonian Manatees. This is an enclosure of free-flowing water in the middle of the Lake Amanhã where injured manatees are kept, sometimes for several years, until they are ready to live on their own again. We can listen to the ebbs and flows of the water, the wooden structure, and the manatee's vocalizations and physical action. Next, the composition focuses for a while on the microwaves and high-frequency patterns by subaquatic insects. The following sound space is composed through the combination of layers of sonic materials originating on a variety of underwater expressions of unknown creatures, calls and echolocation, ultrasonic clicking signals by river dolphins, and low-frequency fluctuations. Finally, the closing sequence continues with the investigation of the ultrasonic range, featuring a series of subtle animal calls made audible for us humans. I conceive recording as an act of creation and phonography as an incitement to unconventional alternative in intensive modes of listening. Through the use of specific listening strategies, the original recordings reveal and create sonic phenomena, events, and perspectives which are inaudible for our senses or hard to reach. For me, this means much more than a mere sound document. My approach consists of many hours of studio work, listening to the original materials and working with them. My departure point in that process has been to highlight and start working out with singular features in the original materials, extending and composing with them. This work process involves selecting fragments, microediting, filtering, mixing, layering, and transforming them in different ways to create different sound spaces that flow throughout the piece. The outcome is always different from the original raw recordings, in some cases very different. This is a gradual and slow process of composition that needs weeks and months. I have a tendency to work for a period of time with the materials, then put the project aside and return to it afresh. In Strange Strangers, a substantial part of the work was done in the autumn 2018 during a residency at the Visby International Center for Composers in the Swedish island of Gotland. The fantastic studio by the harbor and the calm conditions of this place were favorable to an intense period of work. I must also acknowledge the contribution of T37, an artist-run independent space in Madrid, in which studios I worked during the summer of 2019 on the completion of this piece. In the introduction, I invited you to have an intimate sensory listening experience, free from the conditioning of my comments or information about the work given in advance. I appreciate this kind of sound work for its openness. I think it is crucial to preserve these valuable spaces of freedom and open-ended personal investigation, especially in a contemporary world obsessed with definitions, meanings, and representations. This kind of work aims to cultivate ways of being open and sensitive towards the world. The title of the project, Strange Strangers, is a notion by the philosopher Timothy Morton for speaking about ecology and our endless encounters with a multitude of non-human creatures, conceived as enigmatic, ambiguous entities, as beings unable to be completely comprehended and labeled. He writes, "Their strangeness itself is strange. We can never absolutely figure them out. If we could, then all we will have is a ready-made box to put them in, and we will just be looking at the box, not the strange strangers." This idea compels us to examine the paradoxes and fissures of identity within human and non-human, and within self and other. I quote Morton when saying, "Our encounter with other beings, and with our being as other, is a strange strangeness." The strangeness we are talking about is also a very familiar feeling. What is strange is both familiar and unfamiliar at the same time. Uncanny is another English word for that. It is a mysterious and weird feeling. This kind of ecological thought invites us to question traditional ideas about ecology, nature, and the environment, considered as exterior domains separated from the human. What ecology really means is relation, and that we coexist with a multitude of other beings. I've been attracted by this idea of feeling intimacy with strangers. The notion of the encounter with strangers and strangeness also spreads to sounds and to works of art. Abandoning a purely anthropocentric view of the world and recognizing agencies and vitality beyond the human make it also possible to think sounds and works of art as phenomenological beings that in some powerful sense display agency and affect. A recorded sound is not a mere representation, a copy or a portrait of its alleged source. It is something else. It is also a strange stranger that we can encounter and has the power to affect us. Furthermore, we can wonder, what is a sound? Where does one sound end and another one begin? Am I perceiving these sounds the same or different than you do? The more we look into those questions, the more holes, possibilities, and uncertainties we find. Recorded sounds are at the same time independent entities mysteriously related to their causes and origins, beginnings, sources, and also ephemeral transient phenomena of our situated perception. I like to think of listening as an encounter, as listening to the other, to more than human agencies and to an aural vitality. These manifestations are a powerful expression of the intimacy with strangers that we are talking about. There is always something productively mysterious and uncanny about listening and about sounding itself. Thank you all for listening.